Radio.
Hi, friends. It's Amy Skinner, and you're listening to the Houlihan Narratives. Today, our story comes from Ellen Bechtel, who told her story at our Any Minute event at the Bava Shala in Lander. I guess I could have been more clear about the theme, but as you'll hear, it all worked out just great. I got to introduce Ellen that evening, January 6, 2018. Ellen Bechtel is a force, often behind the scenes, making big things happen. She is strong and thoughtful as mom, wife, partner, friend, advocate, climber, trainer, coach, community builder. I was lucky to meet Ellen a long time ago when one of my best friends had the good sense to fall in love with her. Since then, I've shared some really important moments with her, but when I leave her, I always leave wanting more time with her. Her huge heart and strong mind are always searching for ways to be bigger and stronger. So I give you Ellen Bechtel.
Well, I'm really, really nervous. And it would be a whole lot easier if you were all just holding a kettlebell. I have my notes in my pocket, and I have a funny story before you start my time. When Amy called me and asked me to do this, I said, sure, not really. I was like, what? I got to think about it. And then she told me the theme was in a minute. That's right, in a minute. But actually, the theme is any minute. But that's not my theme. So tonight, my theme is in a minute. So the morning before my daughter Annabelle was born, I woke up and I took my 2.5-year-old son to daycare, and I came home and I made a lasagna. And as I stood at that kitchen counter spreading tomato sauce and cheese on the slippery noodles, I started to feel some contractions. Slight contractions, but contractions. So I continued vacuuming and nesting and straightening and waiting, because I'd already been waiting 6 days. She was 6 days late. And for many weeks, I'd wondered if today was going to be the day. So just in case I forget, did I tell you I have my notes? Okay, good. This might be one of those moments. Anyway, I was ready for her to come, and I was ready to begin her birth process. So the birth of my son Sam was different. There were far fewer unknowns. He was in the breech position, so he had his feet down, and he couldn't be born, although we tried to have to flip him in many different ways. He had other ideas. So we had to have him via cesarean section. So at that time in Lander, C-sections were scheduled on Thursdays. So our doctor asked my husband Steve and I if we'd like to have Sam this Thursday or the next. And so we decided we'd like to meet him sooner rather than later, so let's go for this Thursday. So that was very exciting, and that day we got to the hospital early and went into the operating room. And I remember the operating room being very white with like splashes of pale yellow. It was very spacious, and it was very sterile. And as I lay on the operating table with my funny little hat, and Steve with his funny little hat next to me on my left, there was a little curtain on a frame at my chest so that we couldn't actually see Sam being born, which might be okay. But anyway, I begged Steve to look over the curtain and watch Sam coming into the world. I wanted someone to witness his beginning. And so Steve looked down at me with a little uncertainty, and his eyes were fearful but very brave. And he stood up, and he peeked over the curtain as tears were running down my face and puddling in my ears. And the next thing that happened was a flash of a purple body went by with a nurse, and I heard a cry, and somebody said, "It's a boy." And it was thrilling because we hadn't learned what Sam was going to be. And the nurse swaddled him up, and she let me look at him for a moment. And then she raced him down the hall in a little wheeled cart with my mother hot on her heels. She was running, and I really wish I could have seen that. But I was in the post-op room recovering, and I was alone. I wasn't completely alone. There was a nurse sitting at a table in the corner doing paperwork. But I desperately wanted to be with all my people who were down the hall with Sam. So I asked her, when can I get out of here? What's going on? And she said, "Well, you've got to be able to feel your toes." So I laid there, and I willed my toes to move. And there was the slightest bit of movement. And I said, "You can look, see, look, they're moving." She smiled at me, and she said, "Okay." And she wheeled me down the hall. So when I first held Sam, it was breathtaking. He was soft and warm. He looked like me, and he still does. He's very cute. I know now that he came to teach me about letting go, and that started when he was in the breech position, and the birth turned out to be something different than what I thought it would be. So after Sam's birth, which was really everything it was meant to be, I decided that I wanted to really experience a vaginal birth. It was important to me to know that my body could do it and to also get the benefits that would come to my baby and to me. And so when I found out I was pregnant again, I started looking into those possibilities. And in Lander, that's a little tricky, because the hospital doesn't want to take on the risk of having a vaginal birth after cesarean. So if I was going to have my next baby in the hospital, or going to have the baby in the hospital, it would have to have been a C-section. So I started looking into home births, and I talked to a number of different women in Lander who had had home births, and I read hundreds. That's right. I was addicted to birth stories online and in books. And these stories really inspired and comforted me. And so we decided to start looking down the path to having a home birth. And first of all, you need someone in the room who actually knows what's going on. So we hired a midwife, and she actually was from Elk Mountain at the time. Now she lives here. And she had been to quite a few home births in Lander at the time. And so we met her. She is amazing. She built confidence in us. She was calm. She was professional. So we hired her. And we also started putting together the rest of the team that we needed around us. So, of course, Steve was there. My mother was there. Heidi was there, the midwife, and her assistant, KD. And my friend and doula, Jago, was there. So we had the team in place. And that early spring morning, after I'd made my lasagna, I knew I probably should call Heidi because the weather was questionable. And when you hire a midwife from Elk Mountain, you need to make sure she can get to Lander when it's time. So I called her, I told her how I was feeling, and we decided that she should come. So she drove here. She got here in the early evening, and she came to the house, and she told us to take care of ourselves, to eat, to rest. She was always telling me to rest. So we did that. We ate dinner. We put Sam to bed. And we then binge-watched Battlestar Galactica till 10:30 at night. So that's a lot of seasons, by the way. So then we went to bed about 10:30, and I was awakened at 1 a.m. with pretty intense contractions. So I urged Steve to call Jago right away, then call Heidi, and then wake up my mom. So he did that, and it was time to begin. And I remember certain things about the birth very, very well. I remember the house was very warm. I remember I was not alone. I remember the low, husky moans that came from deep inside of me. I remember standing and swaying with Steve, and he would hold me up during contractions. And I remember in one such situation, standing and swaying, and my water broke explosively all over our feet and legs. And Steve looked down at me, thinking, what the heck just happened? And I still actually don't know who cleaned up the carpet. Thought? I don't know. Anyway. My mom. I remember Sam's sweet kiss in the early morning hours. I remember floating in the birthing pool with the sun on my face. I remember looking around the room at their eyes, at the hope in their eyes. I remember Jago supporting me in the pool right before Annabelle was born. I remember the fire I felt when Annabelle's head began to crown. I remember thinking, hurry up! And then I remember reaching down into that warm water and catching her and thinking, I am the first person to touch her. And I remember pulling her up to my chest and feeling joy. She was here. She'd arrived. She was soft and warm and a little goopy. She had a full head of dark hair. She was calm and steady. And she still is. And she came to help me glimpse my worth and ability. And in a minute, my life had changed again.
With her story, Ellen reminded us how important and full of joy a single moment in our life can be, and how, in a minute, life can change in a big way. Thanks, Ellen, for your wonderful story. You teach us to savor and treasure those many small moments that add up to an enormous life. Ellen Bechtel continues to fill all those roles that I listed in her introduction that night. She is co-founder, operations manager, and coach at Elemental Performance and Fitness and at ClimbStrong. She is partner to Steve and parent to Sam and Annabelle. She adds fun and focus and gratitude to her huge circle. I feel lucky to watch her family grow and to swing a kettlebell with her from time to time. You can learn more about us and our storytellers at thehoulihannarratives.com. You'll find pictures of Ellen and her family at the post for this story, plus more photos from our Any Minute event. While you're there, be sure to check for upcoming events and sign up for our email list. Music for this season comes from friend and artist Jason Tyler Burton, featuring the song On My Mind, from his album Lost Behind the Ranges. The Houlihan Narratives is possible in part thanks to the generosity of the Lohr Foundation. We love working with these folks whose mission is to serve communities in the Mountain West, enhancing their livability and prosperity. Thanks for listening to our episode today. If you liked what you heard, we'd love it if you'd like, subscribe, or leave a review. And please, share these stories with friends. From all of us here at the Houlihan Narratives, we'll see you next time.
There's a backpack in my living room. Hear the shower running down the hall. There's a fire in the wood stove. I haven't been warm since late last fall, darling. Welcome home. Tell me how you've grown. 'Cause you're on my mind. Out there on your own. Oh, my heart aches. For yours a rolling stone. If you ever fell off, well, I owe